all these big changes this week. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma High School student charged with drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. Copper thieves caused thousands of dollars in damage at a church parsonage in Selma. Officials at First Baptist Church say the heat pump and air conditioning unit were destroyed by these thieves. Selma police are now investigating. An Alabama State Democratic Executive Committee voted to adopt new bylaws Saturday, but those bylaws have not been approved by the Democratic National Committee. A separate set of bylaws was approved at a meeting on October 5th, but the state Democratic chairwoman says that meeting was not official. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The U.S. is getting out of Syria at the worst time. Just as Turkey is making rapid advances in its war against U.S. allies, the Kurds of Syria.
New questions about what caused a Hard Rock Hotel under construction near the French Quarter in New Orleans to collapse, killing at least two people.
Biden's son, Hunter, is also speaking out through his attorney, cutting ties to a Chinese investment firm.
The New England giant pumpkin way off at the Topsfield Fair tops off months of hard work.
This is a great feeling. Feel accomplished.
And at 2,294 pounds, this year's winner setting a new record.
The unstoppable Simone Biles now has more world championship medals than any other gymnast ever.
Box office dominance from Joker continues in its second weekend, and it now claims the number one opening and follow-up weekends of all time in the month of October.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Julie, how are y'all today?
We're good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing good, Dan. I'm doing great.
I bet you liked that LSU game.
Yes, I did. Everybody knows cream rises to the top, and it's rising on up there. I think it's at number two now.
Number two, yeah.
Number two. Alabama number one. And I mean, I'm looking at all of them in number one, two, three, four, I think in the five spot, and there's no surprises. All the teams I thought that would be there. The only surprise of them all is Georgia. Can't believe Georgia's having such a hard time right now.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting because you've got some showdowns of LSU against Alabama, LSU against Georgia, and see how that works out.
Yep. Dan, I'm looking at a story here that I was really interested in, and the footage was coming out, I think come out on Good Old Mornings America this morning, about Syria. And now all the major news agencies are pulling that footage, because that footage was not even from Syria.
Oh, really?
They done pulled. No, sir, it was not. Just hang on.
Well, are you talking about the executions that they were doing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. This is a 2016 video that was held at a gun range called Knobs Gun Range. It's here in the United States. And once again, guys, you know, some of this stuff is unverified. I'm reading it online, but it looks like to me that, in fact, that the ABC and stuff has pulled the video. And they started making up excuses of all kind of reasons why. And it goes back to why I told y'all, Dan, I don't care if E.T. lands us and tells me don't vote for Trump. I'm voting for Trump. These guys are going to do anything and everything. But, Dan, if you get Joey, Joey's in there today.
Yeah, I'm looking at the article you're looking at.
Yeah, get into it and
who,
get it out there.
Because
you Breitbart. Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to let y'all go, and I just wanted to put that out there for a lot of people to hear, because we need to get it out there and cut this spin down and all this nonsense as quick as we can.
Thanks for the telephone call, Ryan. I appreciate you.
And ABC News did put out a statement, quote, "We've taken down video that aired on World News Tonight, Sunday, and Good Morning America this morning that appeared to be from the Syrian border immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. ABC News regrets the error," a press representative for the network said.
Wow. So just fast on what they want it to be.
Right.
They want it to be chaos.
Well, it's got to be good TV, too, you know.
Well, they want to do that so they can beat up Trump. See all these people dying because of Trump decision? And I'm telling you, what he's doing is he's trying to change the way they're looking at things. Just that simple. Which I kind of like. Before we get into, let me finish up with Lindsey Graham here. Lindsey Graham talking about the whistleblower.
To the whistleblower. The idea that the whistleblower would be allowed to testify in writing as to hearsay testimony offends every concept of due process.
So let's see whether or not they testify at all. Adam Schiff yesterday suggested we don't need to hear from him because we've got the transcript.
Which is
unthinkable.
What about Senate? How are y'all going to respond?
What a joke.
In what way?
I'm going to send a letter to Nancy Pelosi. Signed by as many Republican senators as I can find, to say that the transcript does not represent an impeachable offense. Some are troubled by it. I am not. We give money to the Ukraine. We have a reason to be concerned about corruption. But we're going to write a letter to Pelosi saying, if you're going to impeach the president based on this phone call, the transcript of the phone call, that is a non-starter in the Senate. Don't destroy the country over that.
I tell you what, they do in Adam Schiff, I didn't get to the Adam Schiff interview yet. I haven't cut it yet. But they are so getting their hands caught in the cookie jar, it is unbelievable. Doug Collins was on with Maria Bartiromo this weekend talking about the Hunter Biden and the sham Schiff hearings.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, has pledged to resign from this private equity firm that he is on the board of.
The light has been shined on to what seemingly is some interesting deals that were in Ukraine and China and other places. Now you're going to come out and say, well, I'll step away from all of this because it might seem to be a conflict with my father if he ever become president, which I think is a big leap of faith here to start that. This just shows you how much this is just a messed up situation and how much that there were other things going on, and all the Democrats want to do is focus on President Trump because they don't like President Trump because of everything going on. I think this is just another way to save a flailing campaign that's going down. He knows he's in trouble, and this is just another way to try and attract attention.
Now, we know that there have already been three testimonies behind closed doors as part of this impeachment push. Another one on Friday. Some of it leaked out, and then others, other things from that cannot be leaked or discussed. Tell me what you've learned so far from these behind closed doors testimonies in this impeachment inquiry.
Well, I think to first understand the closed-door testimony, let's at least go back and remember a few points. Number one, November 2016 began the impeachment push for the Democrats because they cried in Brooklyn. They haven't got over it yet. So, number one. Number two, when they gained the control of the Congress last year, instead of being truthful to the American people about wanting to do something for the American people, all they said was, we're going to impeach the president. Jerry Nadler wants to be chairman of the judiciary because he's going to impeach the president. Number three, when the impeachment hit in January, all Jerry Nadler's focus and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee was, let's have investigations. Mueller was going to show it. Everything was going to show that the president needed to be impeached. We fought back. It failed. Now you go to Speaker Pelosi and Adam Schiff had to say, we've got a failing plan here. We promised the Democratic base that we would impeach the president. And so far have testimony that I've heard from folks who are in the room that says these transcripts should be released completely because they defeat the entire narrative. But as long as he can keep it behind closed doors, then they leak out to the American people only what they want to leak out. And this is why you have seen this progression up to this point. The president has done nothing wrong. He has said and has come out in the transcripts. And by the way, if you don't believe it, just ask the Ukrainian president who said, I felt no pressure. This was simply a discussion of what's going on in our two countries. Maria, this is a sham of what's going on right now.
They need to really push this, the secrecy aspect in releasing the transcript. Joey, I messed up. We didn't do the name game.
Oh, we can do it now.
I like that.
Alden Berry, A-L-D-E-N, Alden Berry. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win, to qualify to win, a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. Which stores? $500 to At Home. Man, that'd be great for fixing up the house or the apartment. And $500 to Foot Locker. Don't spend it all on just one pair, folks.
Yeah, really.
But again, Alden Berry, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize.
Congratulations for being one of the finalists to be in that drawing for next Monday. But give him a call. Do it at the this hour. Let's continue on with Doug Collins talking about turning over an election.
Last week, we had on Congressman John Ratcliffe, and Congressman Ratcliffe mentioned three reasons that this seems to be questionable. Number one was that typically in any impeachment, the jurisdiction for impeachment is the Judiciary Committee. It's not happening in the Judiciary Committee, which Nadler runs. It's actually in the Intel Committee. Number two, it is all happening behind closed doors. We don't know what anybody said. On Friday, you had another testimony from Marie Yovanovitch. She is the former ambassador.
And who once said, you know, there's collusion in plain sight. We'll do whatever we want to do, you know, because the president needs to be impeached, and we've got the proof. And he's been saying this for well over 2 years, been left out here as well. Speaker Pelosi knew that Adam Schiff would do whatever she wanted him to do. He's done it for years. He's doing it now. And the American people are the ones that suffer here. If they want to overturn a 2016 election, then I would recommend get in the field, have a candidate who knew where some of these states were to actually go campaign, and do that in 2020. You don't turn over an election based on the fact that you hate a president who got elected, who beat the person you thought was going to get elected. And then, by the way, he also put in he's working on trade deals. We have an economy. They can't beat him on the facts, so they're going to beat him on the lies.
Imagine this. They're about to come up with a piece of the China puzzle, which will help out a lot in Iowa and some other key states like Wisconsin, if they get the grain and trade deal. They've got a swine flu epidemic. They're talking about like 200 million pigs that they had to slaughter or kill because they had swine flu.
And that's China's favorite protein.
So. Yeah. I mean, that's... Ooh. And so they don't have the hogs anymore, and then they're having a hard time getting the grain that they were using just as kind of a staple for their diets that are over there. So I think things are kind of changing here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes. My point is on the pullout of Syria. Yeah, we went in there to help them and fight against ISIS. But no one should really be surprised that we're pulling out because Turkey invading until this recent regime that's in Turkey. We've been allies of Turkey's for years. And so it's no surprise to me that we don't want to get caught in the middle of that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And they were, as Esper said, you know, they were coming. They had to get out of the way. Because they didn't, we didn't want to lose any troops because they were going to run over us.
Exactly. Like, I'm retired out of the Army. I was in Desert Storm. And had we went on into Baghdad at the end of the ground war, like some people wanted us to, there's no telling what kind of mess we would have gotten into, because we did not have the actual support of the rest of the forces over there to go on to Baghdad. We did what they asked us to do, and had we went on, there's no telling what we would have gotten into.
Well, thank you for your service. So you were there for Desert Storm 1?
Yes.
Wow. That was a biggie.
Yes, the original Gulf War.
Wow. Were you in Kuwait, or where were you?
No, the unit I was with, we breached the berm 7 hours ahead of the main force.
Oh, wow.
We was 300 kilometers west of Basra. We went into Iraq. And went up to Talil Air Base, and then we turned east and went to Basra.
Man, you saw some action, and particularly in the way of running, because you guys, didn't they see y'all coming, and they kind of go, they try to fight a little bit, and they go, this ain't working, and they sort of retreat?
We didn't run into any contact. Until the third morning of the ground war, and an armored unit, I was with artillery, and the armored unit we were supporting, they got into a tank battle, and we shot fire support for that, and then we shot fire support for the raid on Talil Air Base.
Wow. Paul, thank you so much for your service.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I just want to say that it shouldn't be no surprise that we're pulling out. We don't want to get in the middle of that conflict in between Syria and Turkey.
There you go. Sometimes you have to be all in here. Paul, thank you very much for the telephone call.
Thank you.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, There is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8 is where we are. Yeah, Doug Collins gets in this thing. Doug Collins, the hearing behind closed doors, and again, the secrecy portion of this thing, they need to really push. Going back to what the media is talking about and not talking about, when was the last time you heard a report from the border? Talking about how great the border is.
Right.
I mean, it is absolutely amazing. Now, there was a clip I did not get to where doctors are saying these migrants are under mental stress and that we need to just bring them here and not leave them in Mexico. But when you get into the heart of the story, it's really talking about the stress of being abused on the trip here.
Sure, right.
Versus, I guess what we need to do is go pick them up in an airplane and bring them here so they won't have as much stress. But they need to nail this thing behind closed doors and get Adam Schiff and call him out every chance they can. Listen in.
But what are you going to do about it? Your colleagues on the left are in control. They are in the majority. The American people are wondering what's going on in terms of this impeachment inquiry. We don't see any transcripts. We can't hear any of these hearings. Are you just going to... And then, by the way, no one's getting anything done. You're supposed to pass USMCA. You're supposed to get trade deals done, as well as perhaps gun legislation, infrastructure. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, if anybody's watched me over the last 9 months in particular, I don't sit back and take it. That's why I'm here with you this morning. That's why we've been talking about this story. If Adam Schiff wants to have it behind closed doors, my job is to pick the lock. Mine is to open it up and say, look at what has actually been happening here. Look at the lies that have been told. Look at the hearings that have been had, and nothing has came from it. And now, because you don't like the results, you take it behind closed doors. Here's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep putting this out. We're going to work to get these transcripts released, but also the Senate in the next couple of weeks is hopefully going to be able to begin looking at other things as well. Especially the Horowitz report, which should be coming out in the next little bit. These are the kind of things, Maria, that viewers have to understand. When they look at Washington, D.C., what they're getting right now is a one-sided approach to an impeachment because Democrats know they can't win on the facts, so they're having to move it behind closed doors. So those of us like myself are going to keep going forward. I believe that sunshine is the best disinfectant. Right now, Adam Schiff don't want to have disinfectant anywhere close to what he's doing.
Nice little Freudian slip there of late. But they need to pound the transcript. Jim Jordan did, and Zellin did a fabulous, spectacular job talking to the press. The Capitol is basically empty, except for people that are there in the Intel Committee for some of these hearings. And there are only a handful. They said there are only six members that are watching the hearing.
Zeldin's a new face to me. Lee Zeldin, I think he's done a darn good job.
He is. He's passionate. I don't think we got to him on Friday with some of his clips. We might have to go back. He was that good.
And you know Matt Gaetz, he's the congressman from Florida.
Yeah.
I just saw news breaking. He tried to sit in.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him.
And yeah, they kicked him out, which is actually, some might call it a stunt, but I think it's actually a good move to press these guys. Be like, hey, I'm on the Judiciary Committee with Nadler. Why am I not allowed in here? So.
Well, this whole thing is so wrong, and the media is so pimping for Schiff and the Democrats. I mean, if you think about this, it's just a handful of people that are doing this. This is not the entire body, as we're going to hear other people such as Meadows talk about. So now Doug Collins is going to be talking about the IG report and moving to Durham.
We had George Papadopoulos on the program, and we have been following this, obviously, for the last couple of years, and we've put together this timeline of really what looks like entrapment of Papadopoulos, given the fact that he got all of this outreach from these internationalist, quote unquote, ambassadors and people who invited him to conferences like Stephen Halper or Alexander Downer from Australia or Joseph Misfood. Now, on the Joseph Misfood situation, this was the individual who dropped the news on George Papadopoulos that Russia had Hillary Clinton's emails. And he said, and another of these internationalists said to him, well, this is great news for you and Donald Trump that you've got this these emails. And he said, I would never do that. That's treason. And that transcript, that conversation was transcribed because he was an informant, the guy who said that to him. And that was not given to the FISA court. So many people have come on this program, Trey Gowdy included, John Ratcliffe, to say that that was exculpatory evidence that was not given to the FISA court. Is that something that you are going to be looking for in this upcoming report on Friday?
That's the first of many things. I think what we've got to understand here is you have a court that meets in secret, that is integral, that they have a position in which they receive all the information, especially when you're dealing with American citizens. And if there's being withheld exculpatory material, then it just goes to the position that I've said all along, that the corrupt cabal of McCabe and Comey and Strzok and Page and all these folks have really had a mindset of, they came off of an email investigation with Hillary Clinton, went right into, let's see if we can investigate this president because we don't like who this president may be. And at that time, he was still a candidate. And we're seeing this build up and build up and build up. So I think this report is going to show, you know, even Comey himself said that the dossier was salacious and unverified. Well, then why would he actually go out there and verify that before a FISA court? Why do we then come in finding out later that Mr. Durham now is enlarging his investigation to other areas all the way into spring of 2017,
yeah,
when we have the special counsel named, when we're also beginning to have doubts of Mr. Mueller's out, did our Department of Justice turn on us? And then these questions are going to be answered. And I believe this is what you're going to see starting with this Inspector General.
Okay, a couple of things here. Number one, Maria Bartiromo was saying that she felt that the IG report was going to come out on Friday. That's been kind of the chatter that's out there. And as that report is about to come out, that's all of a sudden we have Rudy Giuliani, who is being said by the New York Times that he's being investigated by the New York, Southern District of New York.
Isn't that where Rudy used to run?
Used to be. And be careful whenever you hear a report about a report.
Yes.
So when you're hearing about the whistleblower and you go back and listen to what the first story was, that's where Adam Schiff said, and I'm going to tell you seven more times, you remember the magic number was eight. He said there were eight references to a quid pro quo. And that's where they got that from. They pulled it out of the Washington Post story, which I believe came from the whistleblower, a.k.a. leaker, himself, that he fronted it with the New York Times to try to get into the public domain.
Who were pretty sure this whistleblower used to work with a certain presidential candidate.
Right, and that he was a NSA, CIA-type person, was an advisor to Ukraine, left, and was talking to some other people that had been advisors to Ukraine. I'll give you an example. The lady that's testifying today, who's in charge of Russia policy, is in a closed-door setting with the Intel Committee. She left before the telephone call. She left, exited the White House before the telephone call. So what are they asking her about?
Can you say mean things about Donald Trump?
It really is. I mean, it's whatever. That was the Margaret Brennan kind of story there. Just, I want you to say something bad about Donald Trump.
Chuck Todd did the
same
thing.
Chuck Todd did the same thing. Just, I mean, I tell you, in some of the words that these guys are using, they're parsing, that basically imply that they're guilty, is just outrageous.
I would say it's a pretty low bar, but of all the morning Sunday talk shows, I think Jonathan Carl got best. Because Chris Wallace maybe in second. I think Chuck Todd is last. Well, no, Margaret Brennan's last. She just lately has been so... Ugh.
Let's go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we have so much more right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's much to talk about. Significant changes over the next few days. Today, Columbus Day, comfortable, high around 80. Spotty showers possible. But the rain chances will dramatically increase by late tonight, Tuesday night, into Wednesday morning. We could see a significant amount of rainfall, we hope. It's much needed. Before a strong cold front ends the rain Wednesday morning, followed by much cooler air, some jacket weather nights later in the week starting Wednesday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of all these big changes this week. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me away.
272-9228, that's where we are. It was so nice this weekend. I tell you, when that front came through, it was spectacular. And then last night, I was up at the lake for a church thing, had a bonfire.
Ooh,
it
yeah.
was great because it had that kind of, you know, how you have that kind of wet cold yeah. that's up at up the lake. And it was absolutely spectacular. So let's go back to Doug Collins and talk about, he's going to talk about the timeline of how some of these events happen.
And as our timeline correctly points out, Ms. Foote telling George Papadopoulos about the emails that Russia had happened in April of 2016. That was way before the FBI said that they started an investigation. That was March and April in 2016 was when he first got that information. Also, this $10,000 in cash that was dropped in his lap from another informant. They said, oh, we want to do business with you. Here's $10,000 in cash. Again, they were using, I mean, if this is, it comes to light in this IG report and in Bill Barr's investigation and John Durham's investigation, they were actually using the tools that this country uses on terrorists. That's, you know, informants, you know, wiretapping. These are the tools that this country uses on terrorists, and they were using it to try to entrap Donald Trump's campaign, if this is true. And this is what everything we've learned so far leads me to believe.
Well, unlike the Democrats, I actually believe that let's let the facts come out. And I think what we're seeing here is, let's remember, Maria, everything you just talked about, let's set the time frame here. That was under the Obama-Biden administration. That was under the previous administration. When the collusion and the work from Russian operatives, when we had this dossier coming out, which was paid for by the DNC, this was under the watch of President Obama. I'm sort of tired of being lectured by the former president about how he was in charge and how they would never have done this on a world stage, but yet it was under his watch that this was the election interference from Russia actually happened. Let's just put this all in perspective. The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out. You have a John Durham who is actually looking into this from possible charges as we go forward. But all at the same point, while all of this is starting to come out, the Democrats and the 2020 election that is almost a year away.
Yeah, let me tell you what, this could be a pretty substantial week here, particularly if the IG report drops early on Friday, not late, not this 3:30, 4:30 time frame, but fairly early where you got enough to absorb and then do the nightly news. I think it'll make the nightly news for sure. But this thing, I mean, one of the things she said is that she had heard that it was thick as a phone book. It's going to be very detailed, and that I'm hearing that he's going to make referrals for prosecution of people. And you remember, he made a referral on James Comey.
Right.
This is like James Comey referral on steroids, because I believe he's going to be able to prove that James Comey knew that the information wasn't legitimate. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Rosenstein and this whole thing, because he went back to that point. The other thing is the Durham investigation got expanded to include when Mueller got brought on board.
Interesting.
I know. And who did that? Rosenstein. And Greg Jarrett is reporting that he did it because he was mad at Trump. And it was kind of a revenge type thing. And that he did say he was going to wear a wire. It's going to be interesting. I think the Horowitz, and they're going to try to tear up Horowitz. And let me get ready, audience, for this. They're going to go, Donald Trump is feeling the pressure of impeachment, and he's just trying to change the subject matter by making all this stuff up. And he's got his devotees that are there that are making it up. Now, them trying to impeach Horowitz is going to be a little difficult. A Obama appointee, and by all rights was known as kind of a straight shooter, square guy type thing, that it's just playing it straight down the middle. But this thing has a nice setup for, say, Horowitz says his thing on Friday, and then we get kind of piece number one from Durham. I think he's going to refer it over to Durham, or they're going to refer it to prosecution, then Barr's going to refer it to Durham, and then Durham's going to take a piece of his team out to go do nothing but work on the IG report stuff that, by the way, he's involved in. Don't get confused about that. It's not that Durham is sitting over there waiting for the IG to hand him stuff. It's Durham has been working with the IG, because he's one of those, psst, come here, take a look at this. And so he would be up to speed on it, so he's not being caught completely flat-footed, and he's making sure that he gets what he needs to get the prosecution done. Okay, so, oh man, I'm getting so excited here. I have to double my beer purchase here and wine. Okay, Doug Collins on the IG before the Senate now. Nice twist here. Listen in. We'll get into the explanation of this.
So can you do anything being in the minority? Can Lindsey Graham, as the chairman of the Senate Judiciary, with subpoena power, can he do anything? What can you do to push back on this?
Well, number one, like I said, it's amazing to me that my chairman would like to have just, you know, very partisan hearings that go nowhere and simply are for show in the House Judiciary Committee. But Lindsey Graham is the chairman of the House, of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he's already said that he will have Mr. Horowitz there. I can't wait to see this report come out, to see this. Now, remember, this is not going to be a report like the Mueller report. It's going to be, there's a lot of probably classified information, but there's a lot of public information, because we're dealing with a very intelligence community and very secretive issues that we have to do that are for our national security. So I think everybody just needs to be aware, sit back, let the facts come. Unlike the Democrats who want to change the facts, let the facts come to us.
Okay, so let me kind of paint this picture. So Nadler basically says, no, we're not going to have the Horowitz. Intel committee says, nah, we're not going to have Horowitz. But then Lindsey Graham goes, yeah, we're going to have Horowitz. And what it's going to do is it's going to put a spotlight back on the Dems for trying to hide things. And it's really important that they get that out, and in the way that they get that out. Now, Doug Collins is on not getting anything done, talking about the Dems. And again, they need to take this to the bank.
By the way, you're not getting anything done in the meantime, right? Anything else done? Yeah. I mean, we've talked about a prescription drug plan. We've talked about gun legislation. We've talked about, obviously, USMCA. Is that ever going to come to the floor, do you think?
No. And here's the interesting part about it. Think about this, Maria. The president himself has reached out on transportation. The president himself has reached out on prescription drugs. The president himself has reached out on trade. The president himself did criminal justice reform last year, a bill that I helped write. These are the kind of things this president has reached out, and every time he reaches a hand out, the Democrats now and majority bite it. It's amazing he keeps wanting to work with these folks because they have no desire to work with him because they know that these things are successes for the American people, and they're not wanting to be a part of that.
Okay, so, and this is where, again, so Trump on the, they wouldn't help him on the border, but he got Guatemala, he got Honduras, he got Ecuador, he got Mexico to sign up on this thing, and they are stopping. Then they've got the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada that's just sitting there. Now, people like Lowry and some folks who aren't running, going to run, by the way, would you like to see Chelsea Clinton run for that district, her district in New York?
No. I don't want to see her ever again.
That one would be interesting. But you've got some of these Democrats, and they're going to be asked, you know, he's, and particularly if he gets a part of a China deal done, and that helps Iowa and Wisconsin out, which will be two big recipients of that, and they just have the Mexico and Canada deal just sitting there, they're kind of going, well, it doesn't have enough security in it. It doesn't have, you know, what if they don't do it? We need to have retribution if they don't do it. And I can hear Trump now, retribution, you want to talk retribution? I know how to do retribution. Mm-hmm. And they need an orchestrated effort to communicate this to the folks. Now, I had one clip that broke, and what happened is it got spliced badly. This is Doug Collins again, and I'm going to finish the sentence for you.
The IG report will be out this upcoming Friday, October 18th, and my sources say it's as thick as a telephone book, more than just FISA abuse. Can you give us any sense of what you're expecting out of this Inspector General report, which is forthcoming?
Well, we're expecting it to show exactly what we've been concerned about for a long time, that there was issues at the Department of Justice, especially dealing with the FISA court. And you know, Maria, how I actually know this? I start looking at the ones that should be the most concerned, because one of the things I didn't mention a few minutes ago is the Democrats wanted nothing to do with any investigation into the real issues of collusion and corruption that was part of the 2016 campaign, which was the Democrat National Committee and Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS and all these parties that came together to try and deny Donald Trump from becoming president. And they never wanted any part of that, and they're not wanting any part now. And you see it when you see Brennan and you see McCabe and you see some of these really ramping up the I'm innocent phase of their life, when they go on TV and talk about this is not really happening. But the best one is when Mr. Comey, the one who has the trouble with the truth, who has a Superman syndrome, is out there saying, oh, I wish that this would just go away.
You remember, and we had Clapper going, well, we were just doing what we were being told to do. So these guys, and let me tell you something, anytime something big is going to break, something happens. They drop the bomb on Rudy Giuliani. They're hitting the Intel committee thing. They're going to say, Donald Trump is just doing this because he knows we've got him in impeachment, which is the biggest lie in the world. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying this weather, like you said earlier.
Oh, man, this is right.
Yes, sir, and I went up to Lake Jordan, but not Martin as well, but it was so beautiful, but it was a little windy. Aside from that, it was nice.
Yeah, I tell you, Sunday night, after that rain kind of came through,
it got cold.
It got really cold. I mean, I slept with the window open last night.
So did I.
And I mean, I slept like a rock.
I had a certain air conditioning company, I didn't know that they did this, but installed us an attic fan.
Yeah?
And, you know, and I can't go on the air with it, but I'll tell you, that's the best investment that we ever had, because you let your windows up about 3 to 4 inches, and it brings in the cool air.
Pulls it right in, yep.
You know, I was back, I'm on a ship and getting back, and I've been, you know, this crap going on up in D.C., and I don't know how in the hell you, I don't know how many years that you stayed there with Reagan, but I don't know how you made it. You have to have tough skin, but I noticed that Ellen DeGeneres, and I'm beginning to think and lead that somewhere, maybe even though, you know, what her lifestyle is her business. It's nobody's but hers. But my thing is, I'm beginning to wonder if I don't think, maybe you may disagree, that I think she's got a little bit more conservative than liberal. And aside from that, Billy Bob Thornton was on, it was 2 days ago, I don't remember, maybe Jay can help me out. It was on one of these dadgum cable channels or something, and he was on there, and I'll tell you something, Billy Bob Thornton, he spoke up, and if you remember a couple of weeks back, he was on Fox News with Ducey, Ainsley, and Kilmeade, and they asked him, what's it like to be in Hollywood in this day and time? He says, you know, I don't go to Hollywood to socialize. I go to Hollywood to make movies. And he come to Ellen's aid, I think it was Saturday or Friday, maybe Jake and maybe, but it was, I think it was Friday. It's on one of the cable networks, but it's like HBO or some kind of, but at any rate, long story short.
Please.
He took up for Ellen DeGeneres. I was so damn proud of, and I mean, Billy Bob, he really stood up for Ellen DeGeneres, and I think that was a noble thing for him to do, because that woman is, she's done so much good for lot of people in this country, Dan, you know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, people were just beating her up because she was sitting there in the box with George W. Bush, and she goes, you know, I pile around with people I don't agree with, but, you know, I don't dislike them because of that.
That's exactly right.
And I'm the same way.
I knew you wouldn't, and I mean, I'm sure Joe wouldn't either. I mean, the lady is very talented, and I've never, and I mean, aside from Oprah, but she has so many things that she does for the audience. And she'll just come out of the woodwork and say, you know, this is for you, this is for the entire audience. And I'm telling you, some of the purses that she has, maybe $200,000 or $300,000 a show. I mean, a lot of that, I know sponsors may have something to do with it. I'm not familiar with it like you guys are. Her pocket, too.
Eric, thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go
Thank
to a
you,
break.
Dan, you have, I appreciate
you. I have to go to a break. Soldier Boy, hang on for me. I want to definitely talk to you. You're going to be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you remember registering for the $1,000 Dillard-Reen's gift card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, we just pulled your name, and you are our lucky winner, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dillard-Reen's and Blue Water Broadcasting.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. Hiding low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best.
272-9228, that's where we are. What I say from under my last segment of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Best bumper music in town.
I like that. It's and you're right. I tell you what, despite what some of these critics are saying, I thought Florida did a good job with LSU.
Excellent game, and we got robbed in a couple plays. If you watch a couple of the highlights on YouTube, a couple of our quarterback, our receivers got tackled at the line of scrimmage and never got a chance to run into the end zone.
There you go.
Some bad calls, but other than that, we hung in there tough.
Yeah, you really did. That's a tough place to play.
Absolutely. And then, I wouldn't be surprised if we see them in the SEC championship game. Thanks, Georgia.
Well, we'll know in the fullness of time. Do you think, you saw Clemson, who got pushed back to number two, not because they lost a game, because they barely won a game. But you saw what they did on the comeback. They got mad and they just beat the crap out of who they were playing on Saturday.
I mean, that's a big upset when South Carolina beat Georgia. Man, that just opened the whole East open.
Yeah, it's I was stunned at that, and I was rolling back and forth. I had that game on and the Oklahoma game on.
Oh yeah, Oklahoma.
And
game,
then I had to transfer. Then I transferred because you're in double overtime on the UGA game.
That's right. All right. Hey, let me ask you a question on the politics side.
Sure.
Oh, wait, I forgot to forget, Joey. Hey, Joey, sorry for beating you guys so bad.
Your connection broke up there.
I'm sorry for beating you.
It's just
you
such
Auburn
a bad connection when you're talking Auburn football. I can't hear you.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I can't wait. Here's the key thing about the FISA warrants that were presented to the federal FISA court, to the federal judges.
Yeah.
Everybody said one thing is very key and important, that whoever presents them signs on there that they double check to make sure this information is accurate and factual and truthful, and it wasn't. I want some indictments, and I want some people doing some hokey pokey in jail.
Well, you may want to look forward in kind of a little bit different direction, and that is that this gets turned over to the FISA court, and the FISA court basically holds them in contempt of court, and they do something.
Sounds great to me. I just need somebody accountable.
Yeah, it's got to be. And let me tell you, I think Friday is going to change everything that we've been looking at in the Surveillance Act and the FISA court and all of that. I think we're about to have a major change. And the Democrats have got to figure out, where does tampering with an election begin and where does it end? And you can't find any information of tampering with an election by Trump, but are they going to be willing to look at the government and a Democrat authority of that government getting involved in elections?
Well, I noticed one thing. I was watching this movie last night about the Treasury, and the guy told the young lady that falsifying an employment form for the federal job is a felony.
It is.
So there's no difference in you presenting something that you're telling me that you signed off on, that you checked on, and all this information is factual, like you went to this college or that. No difference. And I present this form to a federal form to a federal court, and you didn't.
Yeah, we were warned when they did my 173. Mm-hmm. They give you a very stern warning. They say, look, if you put something down on here, even if it's just embellishing, then you can be in some real, real trouble.
Well, I learned that when I got my TS and I had to do all that paperwork 10 years back. from your life, you know. And I'd only been in the Air Force at the time 6 years, so we had to go 4 years back into civilian sector. And they sent out investigators and everything. I'd heard back from my friends, like, these guys came up, and, you know, in the men in black suits, asking questions.
Yeah, I got to talk to the FBI agent that did mine, and he said, I worked for Morris Varin at Varin's restaurant, and so the Agent Rose says, Mr. Varin, I'm here to talk about Dan Morris. And first words out of his mouth were, what has he done now? And then he told me two people said that. He said, your teacher said that, one of your teachers that you knew her well, that you put down, and then Mr. Varin. I said, well,
it sounds two words, consistency and trending.
There you go. Well, see, I was lucky because I was getting mine done, and I was 26 years old, so
yeah.
I didn't have that big of a pass.
That big of a pass, exactly. Hey, did you get a chance to catch a little bit of Mr. Trump about his 90-minute speech in Louisiana?
I did.
I loved it when he did an imitation of Bernie. He goes, Bernie, I'm sorry you had a heart attack, and I feel sorry for you. He says, see, everybody, I do say a good thing about Bernie, but that's the only thing I'm going to say good about him.
Yeah.
He says, Bernie, you should have learned when the superdelegates, that what they did to you, Bernie just doesn't learn. And what did he do? He did like a body act with his lips and everything with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I tell you what, they're really messing Fox up. Because Fox is choosing to take him live.
Oh, and he's dropping like the BS.
He's dropping kisses, you know what. But then the other thing is, he's going for an hour and 40 minutes, and that's cutting into Tucker
right.
and Hannity right. and part of Laura Ingraham.
Well, I tell you one thing. I get fired up when I watch. After I get watching him, I'm ready to go down to the YMCA and hit some free weights. I'm telling you, I'm just emotionally just energized. But I tell you one thing, I love it when he drops a couple of those bombs, because you know what, he kind of assimilates to the working man, the simple person who's out there frustrated. And I'm surprised he only uses those words after the numerous attacks after himself and his family. He's being really nice.
Yeah.
And he's really, you know what, when I took public speaking, you know, Hitler was a great speaker. Who else was? JFK was a great speaker. Martin Luther King was a great speaker. I think Trump's ranking right up there pretty close.
Well, he knows how to communicate. There's no doubt about that.
In a very ground level way.
He is talking to yes. America when he's doing that.
He does, doesn't he? And when he brought up the baseball players.
Oh, yeah, that was great. And then the other thing is he put the baseball players on Air Force One.
Was that unbelievable?
He had to move staff over to the press plane so the kids could be on board. I mean,
and you know, working with the former President Reagan, to get those security clearances that quick, that doesn't, you still got to go through that, right?
Well, they already had that done because they were visiting the White House, and you don't have too much of warrants out for little 9-year-olds.
And what's so great about that is it just hits, I mean, come on, Little League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, Louisiana World Series, Little League Baseball. I mean, it didn't get any better than that.
And he kept making that he said, we don't choke.
Yeah.
USA doesn't choke.
Yeah, no, he did a great job with that.
And then he said something about the 18-year-old Japanese baseball player, and he got to apologize to the Prime Minister of Japan. He said, I'm just joking. He knows I'm joking.
Soulja Boy, I'm against the top of the hour break.
Yes,
I want you to have a great day. Again, I thought y'all played a good game against LSU.
Thank you.
Going to be back. Final hour. Dan Morris Show right after this.